Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Greg Manorino, Wednesday, June 18th, 2025, pre-market report. I'm going to cover a lot of stuff with you guys and girls right now. And I really want you to make up your own mind here, guys and girls. The United States right now is moving a large amount of military assets over to the Middle East. And the U.S. economy is cratering. You don't think there's a connection here. Let's talk about what's happening here with regard to the economy. No surprise to a single one of you that follow this blog. So, weak U.S. retail sales, manufacturing output point to softening economy. The economic engine of the United States, factory and manufacturing output, is falling deeper into contraction. Why is this happening? The root cause of the problem, people, again, comes down to the currency. The fact that we are under attack. This is a war on I&I. If we had real leadership anywhere in the world, let's just focus on the United States. Instead of calling for a weaker dollar, instead of calling for lower rates, we're going to hear from the Fed today. Hold that thought. If instead we heard, people, we're going to return purchasing power to the currency, what would that do? What would be the immediate effect? The middle class would start to prosper. They would gain purchasing power in their currency. They would begin to consume. Our factories would wake up. The industrial engine of the United States would wake up instead of die. Again, all the calls, all the nonsense, the fake news, the deceptions, we're going to bring back manufacturing to the United States, we're going to return our factories back to a position of power. How can that happen if we have the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States now synchronized, calling for a weaker dollar and artificially suppressed rates? It doesn't work. When you guys and girls wake up to the fact that you have been deceived on a grand scale, again, more war, more pain, more death, more suffering, all the things that I was called out on. Greg, you have no idea what you're talking about. President Trump is going to end all the wars on day one. There will be no more war. People, I have yet to hear from one of those people who called me out and promised that they were going to ridicule me before the world to say, Greg, you know what? You were right. I'm not looking for accolades here. I'm trying to wake people up. So anyway, the U.S. economy continues its free fall. Retail sales, consumer spending is over 70% of the economy. Okay. Consumers can't make it. They're being squeezed from every angle, and it's only going to get worse with the promises or calls for weaker currency, artificially suppressed rates, more war, more reasons to pull cash into the now. The war machine is in effect, and we're going to cover a lot of that right now. So again, retail sales, dead. U.S. manufacturing and factory activity, dying further. We could change this. But we do not have any real leadership here. Henceforth, why? You have the European Central Bank looking to sidestep the dollar, to dethrone it. China now came out with something. I'm going to discuss this with you in just a moment. So anyway, that's where we are. Our economy is in free fall. The U.S. industrial engine is officially completely dead, and it's getting to be buried even more. We are being wiped out from within. On the back of that, we got this the Fed's rate decision today. So stock futures are little changed, basically flat across the board ahead of the Federal Reserve's rate decision. Okay, I believe they're going to do nothing today. This is a setup. This is a setup so you can hear more deceptions and more lies. You're going to hear from President Trump, from VP Vance. The Fed is committing malpractice here, monetary malpractice. This was exactly the words of VP Vance here. Again, these two, they're not human, okay? Things. They want you wiped out. They're destroying you. We're being destroyed from the inside. The America, whatever's left of it, is being sold off to the highest bidder via these gold cards that President Trump is now selling. It's supposed to pay down the debt. Our debt is surging at its fastest pace ever in history. Another lie, another deception. How many of you have even taken a single action to push back, for example, share this video? So I don't think the Fed's going to do anything. It's a setup for more garbage and deception moving forward here. So again, here we go. China talks up a digital yuan. We're all going digital, people, here in the United States as well. Ignore the fact that President Trump signed some kind of an executive order. This is just a pacifier. It's coming and they're working towards it. And I'm going to prove this to you if you need more proof of it. So China right now is talking up a digital yuan to push for a multipolar currency system here. The head of China's central bank pledged to expand the international use of digital yuan and called for the development of a multipolar global currency system to sidestep the dollar. The dollar is dead and they're killing it. Again, the dollar right now is hoping for a lifeline. It's not going to get it. Every mechanism you could dream about, think about, fantasize about, even have a nightmare about is going to be utilized to kill the dollar. VP Vance, President Trump, weaker dollar, weaker dollar. How does that help you? How does that help our factories and manufacturing? How does it help anything? It doesn't. It sucks wealth right out of the economy and right out of you. But again, we're going to make America great again. Imagine that. Now, let's move forward here. A large amount of military assets are being, I have a list here. U.S. military assets are being moved to the Middle East. So this is today. This is CNBC. Trump weighs potential U.S. military strike on Iran. Iran has responded to that, saying it's warning that U.S. strikes on Iran will have serious consequences, but they don't care about you. They don't care about what this is going to do to the economy, what this is going to do to energy prices. It's all a squeeze play, and the war is on you. Let's move forward here. So again, this is Reuters exclusive, U.S. moving fighter jets and a lot more. I have the whole list in my hand right here. Moving assets to the Middle East here. So U.S. is reinforcing Middle East ahead of conflict expansion. Fighter jets, absolutely. F-16s, F-22s, F-35s are all being moved to bases in the Middle East here. Tankers and air refueling planes being moved. Aircraft carriers, the USS Nimitz is now joining the Carl Vinson strike group. More destroyers, missile defense systems, all kinds of things. But again, this is exactly what you would expect to see. Now let's take this a step forward. For over 30 years, this is in your inbox right now. If you subscribe to my new Freedom platform, link in the description of this video. People, let me say this to you before I move forward. No censorship. You get to say what you want. The comments, as you know, on YouTube, they're all screened. Some of them don't show up. I get blamed for this. Greg, you're removing comments. It's not I. It's YouTube. You want to change this? You want your voice to be heard? It's going to cost you about 10 cents a day to do this. 10 cents a day. I have set up a freedom platform. No censorship. No scammers, no parasites, no anything. It's our sacred place. You want to be part of it? I hope you guys and girls decide to join me there because I want to shut this down. I want to shut YouTube down. Will they be for me? Okay. I want to get off here. I want this to be for I and I. So you guys and girls can choose what you want to do. You want to be censored? You don't want your voice to be heard? Then stay right here because I'm going to keep doing this. I don't want to, but I'm going to because some of you said you can't afford 10 cents a day, okay? But if you can afford 10 cents a day, okay, I'm going to urge you to join my Freedom platform. Let's make a positive difference in this freaking world. Sometimes it costs 10 cents a day to do it. Incredible. So anyway, this is in your inbox right now. Netanyahu's prophecy, over 30 years of just around the corner. Who's lying? And why now? I'm not going to break this whole thing down for you. Why? Because I want this is gold. I want you guys and girls to have it. And yeah, you know what? Sometimes freedom costs something like 10 cents a day. Yeah, let's be frank about it. You want to get this whole thing? I have a lot more I want to cover with you here. We're going to sketch it out. But I want you guys and girls over there. I really, really do. I don't know what else I could possibly do to convince you that 10 cents a day, 11 cents a day, okay, isn't too much for freedom, for non-censorship, to get away from this freaking Babylon YouTube thing. Let's cover this just real quick here. Someone is lying, but who and why now? Netanyahu's prophecy over 30 years of just around the corner. For over 3 decades, Netanyahu has warned. Iran is months away, weeks away, year away. But yeah, here we are. 30 years have now passed. But now they expect the world to believe it again. They expect you. They expect you to believe it again. Like the weapons of mass destruction that never showed up before. Imagine that. Now, if you recall here, on March 25th this year, Tulsi Gabbard testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. U.S. intelligence said Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. But now President Trump, this is all being ignored. President Trump is dismissing it all. President Trump is dismissing it all. It's scripted escalation. Trump knows that what the intelligence says. So does the Pentagon. So does Israel's own analysts. But now he's erasing all of it, saying the United States is considering a military strike. Why? Because all of a sudden Netanyahu is correct? U.S. intelligence? Why didn't Doge fire all of the fraud of Doge, which it was? And I told, it ended up costing us billions. We didn't save anything. Okay. Why didn't they get rid of U.S. intelligence if Trump doesn't even trust that? Because he's God. Remember, he's Nebuchadnezzar. He's Pharaoh. Who is this God that I should listen to him, that I should ask him for forgiveness? You remember Trump admitted he's never done it? Yeah, that's Pharaoh talk, and he's going to bring down the United States with it. Why now? Why now? Why now? Because the collapse needs a cover story. The global economy is teetering. Do you need any more proof? Central banks can't print away debt anymore. Inflation isn't under control. Small business is dying. And U.S. manufacturing and factory activities, they're dying. It's dying. And no one's looking to save it here. Not even our own president, who lied straight to your face. And what are you doing about it? You're still sucking up to him? Good for you. Let's see how it works out here. Unbelievable. All this, again, it doesn't fit the narrative. The fact that U.S. intelligence says they're not building a nuclear bomb over there. Netanyahu, over 30 years, has been saying this. Still, where is it? But you guys and girls are buying it. You're still drinking the freaking Kool-Aid. Honestly, really, I mean, are you brain freaking dead? Let's be honest here, okay? This is something, you drank that Kool-Aid. You believe it. Now you're aligning with Trump, even though U.S. intelligence says no. Make it up. 30 years, and now, what are they doing here? They're reviving the lie. How many of you are going to believe it? How many of you bought it? Incredible. Look, guys, there's something else in here. This is also in your inbox if you subscribe to my Freedom Platform. 11 cents a day to be free. Is that really too much for you? Guys and girls, listen. There are 5 stages right now, or 5 domains that are right now in play. I break it all down for you right here. Let me just highlight some of this. There are 5 key factors of control which are being weaponized against I right now. Each of these 5 keys are designed to push society as a whole in a very specific direction. No accident, no comedies of errors. And I ask you, as you read through this, reflect upon the current situation and ask yourself just one question. Is this really happening? And again, goes on. All of this, all of that. And then there's the 5 keys right here. No particular order what they're doing. I hope you guys are starting to wake up, man, because we're here right now. We are here right now. Anyway, guys and girls, listen, so we're going to cover all this later. We'll break it all down. I sincerely hope you decide to join. There's already about 700 lions who have decided to participate in this Freedom Platform for 11 cents a day. No censorship, no paid shills, no bots, no scammers. It's just I. Putting this all together in perspective for all of us. And again, how many of you are really going to actually commit to this? I don't know. I sincerely hoped it would be thousands of you. And I hope it will be soon enough here. You can choose to stay here and be censored. be exposed to the bots and the shills, or you can say it's worth 11 cents a day to participate in something that I really feel that is, many are going to be pointed at or chosen here, but how many are actually going to actually commit to this? I mean, it's really not that big of a deal here, people. Honestly, in my opinion, choose freedom over this Babylon system. Up to you guys and girls. It really, really is. I'm working as hard as I possibly can and then some to make this a reality for everybody here. Now it's up to you. You know, it's time to really step up, honestly, people. And because I can't possibly do any more than I do. I really don't believe I can. I work on this stuff around the clock, and all of it is for you guys. This is stuff I know for myself, and I am taking action. You all know that. Now it's time for you guys and girls to really say, you know what? I want to be part of a community of like-minded people who really understand, not the distraction, deceptions, and the parasites that you're going to find right here. Anyway, I really do hope to see more of you over there, okay? Love you guys from the heart with all I got. Please share this stuff. Get it out there. Talk to you later.